my 821, 49 degrees on our way to the lower 70s today. We catch up with Janet this morning. Janet, how you doing?
I'm fine. How are you doing this morning?
Beautiful day. Beautiful day.
Yeah. A little chilly, though.
Speaking of chilly.
Uh-huh. She's been delivered outside.
Okay.
To enjoy the sunshine.
We're going to talk about dogs here in just
Yay.
A moment and a possible law going in effect in Maryland. But I want to reflect back to yesterday. We took a look at my horoscope.
Yes.
Which I have not taken a look at for years. And out of the blue, mine said, today's a good day to kind of update the resume and your wardrobe. Which kind of made me wonder what I've missed in the horoscope. So I checked today.
Uh-huh.
It's followed up with, you might want to sit down and discuss your future with your mate. Give some thought to possible career changes.
Oh, boy.
That has not been on the top of my mind.
That's not a way to start out the week.
So, again, I'm wondering, what did I miss in my horoscope earlier? Health tip of the day. Wow, this is an amazing fact. Or I say fact, it's not even a recent survey. They've done it again and again and again. A study of 17,000 men and women over a 13-year period, and this isn't the first time they've studied it, people who sit for most of the day
are overweight.
54% more likely to die of a heart attack.
Oh, eh. This DJ job or this radio job, who knew it was so health hazardous.
That is for overweight people, whether you smoke, don't smoke, whether you exercise or don't.
Uh-huh.
If you're the healthiest person possible, but
fit
for most of the day, can you believe that?
That's terrible.
54% more likely to die of a heart attack, whether you're healthy or not. Let me kick this stool out of the way right now. And is it ever too late to change my...
Become a mail carrier.
Whoa.
There you go.
Yeah,
no kidding. And going all the time.
No kidding. A lot of jobs. So keep that in mind today. How can you figure out a way to get up and move around a little bit during your day? Couple of searches today. You know, if you're like me, some point during the workday, you just go, ugh, need a break.
Uh-huh.
Do this, a video search of the day. Welcome back, Cotter reunion.
I heard about that.
All right. Welcome back, Cotter reunion. Good morning, America. You can find the video of that. Wow, those guys have changed.
You know, I can say I don't recall ever seeing an episode of Welcome Back, Cotter.
Really?
Not that I can think of. I mean, I know I've seen clips throughout the years, but I couldn't tell you about a full episode.
That show was a don't miss.
Yeah. Think they're going to make a movie out of it?
Gosh, I get to say it. Back in the day, that was a don't-miss show for me. But Welcome Back, Cotter reunion. Look how these people have changed.
Mm-hmm.
A few of them. Well, I'm going to say John Travolta for the better.
Yeah.
Some of them, not so good.
Yeah.
Also trending now, the word fracking.
Isn't that a computer phrase?
I just like saying fracking. No, it's not a computer phrase, so you need to Google that a little later this morning. F-R-A-C-K-I-N-G. It's just a cool name. It's actually a cool thing, too.
Okay.
Image search of the day. This directly from the KMZU newsmaker this morning. Do an image search on your favorite search engine for Barrel Bob.
Barrel Bob. Okay.
Barrel Bob. Did almost a whole 4.5 minutes on Barrel Bob from here in the state of Missouri.
Well, there you go.
So that way you can find out what that's all about. How much have you paid for the most expensive dinner you've ever had?
Oh, wow. Most expensive dinner I ever had, I didn't pay for.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Uh-huh.
What do you think, just for you, the sticker price was?
I would say probably pushing $150 to $200.
Okay, $150 to $200.
Yeah.
Would you, or the person that bought your dinner, pay up to $3,000 for a sit-down meal at the chef's table?
Mercy.
There is a restaurant out of Chicago, and it's called Next.
Mm-hmm.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Next. They do things a little different. You can go online and make your reservations and pay up front, okay?
Uh-huh.
Pay online. That way, if you pay the quote-unquote $85 per person and are on the reservation list, there's a less chance that you're not going to show up for the reservation, right?
Right, right.
And you pay for everybody at that time.
Right.
And it gives the staff time to prepare for how many people will be in your party ahead of time. About $85 per.
Wow.
Okay, that's not bad. It's not...
No.
I mean...
It's not unheard of.
It's unreasonable for a typical Saturday night for
right.
us.
Right.
by several dollars. But if you're going to have a big event...
Right.
Well, for this restaurant, people are starting to scalp the tickets because the tickets are able to be transferred to other people.
Uh-huh.
So scalpers are scalping an $85 reservation to this place for like $600. However, it's been up to $3,000 on Craigslist.
Mercy.
So $3,000. I got to look for a picture of this place.
Restaurant's going to try and get a cut of that here sometime.
Well, yeah, they say they're sorry it's turning out that way.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, it must be for people that have exorbitant amount of money and can't wait.
Yeah, they want to take,
time
in,
it'll
take
be
somebody in to impress them.
To get on the waiting list to get
uh-huh.
in. I want to eat now and $3,000 I'll pay. So check that out. Doggy dining
okay.
in Maryland. Dining with your dog could be a step closer in Maryland. The Senate is actually going to vote on this to allow owners to bring their dogs along with them when they dine out.
Wow.
Now, dining out will be the key here. The measure will allow restaurants to welcome dogs into their outdoor dining
okay.
areas. Okay. Restaurant owners would have to give their local health department written notice for their doggy dining plans.
Wow. You know,
if it passes, it could go in July. What are your thoughts?
Well, I'm surprised that they have to make some sort of legislation about that. I was in Chicago last fall, and we ate at a patio, and somebody had their dog there. So it doesn't seem like it's that odd.
Well, here's my thinking. If I see somebody at a restaurant where I'm paying and they've got their dog beside them,
uh-huh.
I'm gone. I'm out.
Not for you.
I can get that at home.
Uh-huh. That's true.
I'm going to have the dog sitting there looking at me.
Uh-huh.
And if I'm paying $3,000 for a dinner, I don't need that.